and welcome to another episode of Life is an Art. My name is Maggie and thank you so much for joining me today. Today we're going to have a discussion about productivity. Actually, I want to share with you some of the productivity apps that I find so useful that have encouraged and increased my productivity output. So if you're interested, stay tuned. So before I share some of the apps that I have found very, very helpful when it comes to productivity, I'm going to ask you one question. What is productivity? What do you understand by the name productivity? So as for me, how I understand the word productivity is, it is the efficiency to complete a certain task, to efficiency. So there's the word efficiency. It's not just completing a certain task, but doing the task efficiently. So for instance, you want to, like, for instance, complete a project for school or a project for work or a project in your business. You need to put in mind that there are gonna be so many distractions. So how do you keep yourself from others' distraction and end up being productive in that task that you want to accomplish? So there's a trick that I've come to learn over years, and when you trick your brain to believe that the task ahead of you is not even hard, that's how you beat procrastination. For instance, there was this time I was not feeling, you know, one of those lazy days when you wake up and you really don't feel like going anywhere and you feel like you really don't feel like doing anything. But the tasks ahead of me, to be honest, there were so many. So in order for me to do that task, I listened to a podcast, and in that podcast, I don't remember the specific one, but the author or the podcaster was talking about how to trick your brain to completely thinking that the task ahead of you is not even that hard. It's not even something to postpone. And believe you me, I had to trick my brain to believe that the task ahead of me was not even hard. And that's how I was able to accomplish the task that was ahead of me. And from that moment henceforth, I was able to be productive, at least not, but I still had the lazy day kind of a feeling, but I was still able to complete the task for the day. So I can tell you for a fact, maybe you don't really even need apps, because apps are just tools to enable you with your productivity. What you really need is tricking your brain when you really don't feel like doing something, but you know you have to do it, to believe in that the task ahead of you is just a walk in the park. And believe you me, you're going to be able to accomplish that task. Are we together? So over the years, I can tell you for a fact that I am a huge, huge fanatic for applications. The only deal was my phone. Earlier, the phone I had previously never had enough space. So it's good that now I have a 64 GB memory, which also I feel like it's a little bit low, but compared to a 16 GB to a 64 GB, it's a complete upgrade. So your productivity varies from one person to another. My tasks cannot be your tasks, but there are these main tools that can help us with our productivity, that can enable us to be as more productive and track our productivity as well, because we all need to see the numbers so that we can know how productive we are. So onto my first application, it's the to-do list. Every single day in the morning when you wake up, I know you have certain tasks that you've installed for the day. So you need like a to-do list for yourself. So we have this app is called a Todoist. not a to-do list, it's a Todoist. This is an app that has over 10 million downloads. The application really helps you with putting a task that you want to accomplish in there, and then at the end of the day, go tick them off. And also it has, you can like talk to it and say like, I want to like record something, excuse me, on my podcast, or I want to the task that you want to do, I have a project, I want to make sure I play my piano or my guitar or whatever it is that you want to accomplish that day, do grocery shopping, go for a manicure, go for a haircut, any basic tasks, you're able to put it there and arrange it according to the time. So first app is the Todoist. Second app that also helps with productivity is my favorite application. It's called Keep. Keep, this is basically a branch of Google, and Keep, it's like a notebook. You're able to write your pointers. For instance, like for this podcast, I had to go and write some pointers of how I want this podcast to run through until the end. I also have, it's a place where you can write your ideas. It's a place where you can use it as a journal. It's a place where you can just use, it's like a notebook that's very advanced. You can color code and put blue for your personal, green for your work, yellow for whatever you want to accomplish. Green for your journal, it has color coding, it has checklisting, so after you've done your task, you can checklist. If you go into a glossary, you can write your list there, and then you can checklist as you move. It's very efficient. You can take pictures and add them to a tab. It's very, very efficient, and it really helps you with your productivity and increases the way you do your work. Onto my second application. This definitely has to be daily expenses. We know that money and expenses is part of our daily routine. You can be as productive as possible, but you're really spending your money badly. So how do you ensure that you are tracking your expenses? So daily expenses 3. The reason why it's daily expenses 3 is because there's so many apps out there written daily expenses, but for me it's daily expenses 3. It has categorized every single way that you can be able to track your money every single time. You're able to track your money like when you go on transport, when you take a matter to, when you do anything that's required, when you buy a grocery, when you write a check, when you do a sale, when you increase your income, you're able to deduct. You can just write, this is my salary, or this is the amount of money that I want to use from my expenses today. And you can be slowly deducting that money. When you just write transport, it deducts that amount. If you've used 200 shillings or $2, it deducts from that. So daily expense 3, I believe it's a very, very good app that can help with productivity, because when you have your ish together, then everything's just gonna smooth out. When you have your money together, everything's gonna smoothly go. So another application that can also help with productivity, sorry about the noise, we all need a podcast app. Podcast app are not just good for listening to radio. We have so many people tackling very different topics. So if you feel like, yeah, I want to be productive, but how do I go about this? How do I go about this part of my life? If it's my finances, if it's my work, if it's different projects at work, we have very many people, professionals who talk about all these things. So when you have a podcast app, you can be able to like say, today I want to learn about productivity, today I want to learn about finances, today I want to learn about religion and everything based on religion, today I want to learn on how to code, how to photography, how to blog, how to vlog, whatever it is that you want, it's available in any podcast app, because there are very many people, from the likes of Oprah to the likes of whoever, Jay Shetty, and many, many more, you're able to learn from a podcast app. For me, my recommendation is CastBox or Podcast Addict or iTunes or Anchor, or there's so many out there, Spotify or whatever it is that you like to listen to. Another thing is, we want to be productive, yeah, so we also need a notebook. You can use, I had talked about Keep, so there's also an application called The Notebook. this, you can use it as a notebook to write the tasks that you want to accomplish in a day. Another one is a calendar. We all need a calendar that tells us this, that has its quarter. And the best calendar is the good old Google calendar. This is the best calendar. You can color code, you can put all the tasks that you want to accomplish all over the year. It's the best, like when it comes to a calendar. So it's able to remind you that, hey, on this particular day you wrote someone's birthday. Oh, and yeah, so another application that's very helps with productivity, we all find ourselves you've lasted over an hour on Instagram, or you've watched over 10 videos on YouTube. Each has taken you like, I don't know, like 2 hours or 3 hours. So we have a rescue tracker. This application really helps. It tracks the time you use on application. So the next day when you look at it, you're like, oh my God, I spent 4 hours on YouTube. Oh my God, I spent this amount of time on this application, like really on social media and everything. So it's able to track. And also we also have booster is also an app that can help with tracking your time on social media, because social media is very effective, but it can also be used as a really waste of time. And we all know that you don't want to waste your time when you're trying to be productive. That's the least of what you want to be doing, because you want to use every second, every time to completing the tasks and to making sure that you're very productive as possible. So on the final app, I believe that you cannot be productive if you have no idea how your physicality is. You cannot really talk and say that I'm a very productive person if your productivity is in some case affected by your health. So I recommend the Samsung tracker. I thought it was on, you could only get it on Samsung, but surprise, you can download it on Play Store. So when the Samsung tracker can track your water intake, it tracks your steps. So average in a day, an average human being is supposed to take 10,000 steps. So when you have an application that tracks your steps, so you're able to keep up with your steps, because you don't even have to run, but when you accomplish your goal of 10,000 steps, then it enables you to feel more productive. It tracks your water intake, and even when you want to track habits, it can also track a habit, like you don't take soda, you just want to have this healthy, productive life. So Samsung Tracker, it's the best app when it comes to physicality tracking, because I believe when your physicality is sorted, then your productivity is on the top notch. So, a man by the name Paul once said, productivity is never an accident. It is as a result of commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort. It is as a result of commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort. Like Charles Darwin once said, a man who does not value an hour has not yet discovered the value of life. So productivity is what makes you, it's what determines your output at the end of the day. It's what you produced at the end of the day. So it can be measured. Something that can be measured can actually be equated to the person who actually did that work. So if productivity can measure, then it actually tells me more about you depending on the work that you put out there. So the applications, I want to run them down really quickly so that you can understand how you can get them all in one in just a single sentence. So we have the Google Calendar, we have the Keep, we have the Todoist, we have the Samsung Tracker, we have the Daily Expense 3, we have the Rescue Tracker, we have Booster, and many, many other applications. So if you know of one application, please feel free to tell me. And as I wind up on this episode, I just want to tell you that if you feel like this episode can help one of your friends, feel free to share this episode with a friend that you really know it's gonna help them improve their productivity or improve generally across their lives, their output in their life and the work that they do. Remember to take each task at a time to avoid procrastination, because the enemy of productivity is procrastination, who postponed, as you know and call it. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's been an honor. It's been lovely to have you here till the end. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming through and listening to this podcast. Make sure you share with a friend you think that this podcast will really help them. And until next time, bye.